Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We've all experienced situations that left us feeling disappointed, discouraged, and frustrated. Every morning, Christians all over the world wake up discontent with life and wish they could trade it for a different one. But whenever life throws a curveball, you have to learn to turn to God's Word and search for solutions that you can put into action to change your attitude and perspective. As believers, we are called to live by faith and not our emotions. And yet, so many of us choose to live by something else, our feelings. You see, in the middle of pain, disappointment, and suffering, it is faith that whispers, "This isn't permanent." Maybe you're going through something at the moment. If so, my hope for you is that you allow today's message from Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled Living Without Sadness, Depression, Disappointment and Regret, to speak life into your current situation.
In life, every one of us is going to experience sadness, regret, disappointment and anxiety or depression, no matter who you are and where you live. These are reality of this broken world. But we know they never come from God, my friend. They don't come from God. So you may ask, where do they come from? Sometimes we experience sadness and disappointment through regret. Regret is sorrow or guilt over something that has happened or something that we have done. Regret can also be a sense of disappointment over what has not happened, such as regretting wasted years because of what you should have done or shouldn't have done. There are other reasons why we experience sadness, regret, disappointment, and anxiety. It could be the loss of someone, a personal failure, an unfairness or injustice, or tragedy of life. All this could happen. We've all been there. Everyone is on some level of sadness, regret, or disappointment. It seems that we all made mistakes in our past. There are things that we did that we shouldn't have done, and there are other things that we didn't do that we should have done. And so, sadness and regret affect all of us. This is where many times we face regrets. When you are changing season in your life, when you are going through a transition, it's natural to look back. If you are completing school, college, or you are graduating from university, or are about to marry, or transitioning from married to single, and we look back and we say, "I wish I had done this. I missed this opportunity." What I'm doing with this message is applying the redemption that Jesus has provided for us to the soul, which is where sadness, regret, disappointments, and anxiety will be. You get saved and forgiven of your sins. You get spiritual rebirth for your spirit. We believe that by His stripes we were healed, and we apply that to our bodies. But also the soul is part of human being. And that's where regret, sadness, disappointment, sorrow, anxiety, and all the lots, including grief, reside. And we can apply what Jesus did to our soul so we can be totally free from these emotional experiences, just like we are from our guilt. When you apply the word of God to your past sins, then you are free from sin and guilt. We can apply what Jesus did to our past mistakes, experiences, and whatever has happened in our past, and be free from any kind of emotional distress. There are areas in your past, and you look back on them, and you say, "Oh, you are supposed to feel that way because you think it happened." And you think that's going to be a scar on your life that is never going to completely go away. God is not going to let our past affect our future. That's one thing we must know. We are not going to be sorry for anything for the rest of our lives. The reason God can do that is because Jesus has already paid the price. We can apply these truths now and be happy, my friend. You can be happy again no matter what has happened in your past. You can take the word of God and apply it and be happy and be filled with joy. You have to get over the past if you want to go into the future that God has for you. He has got good plans to lead you to an expected end, the end which is full of hope and of a good future. So according to God's plan, the end is so good for us. The end is full of hope. He knows what He has planned for His children. So we need to cooperate with Him by not looking back and regretting being depressed, anxious, and not happy. So let me ask you a question. Are you sad? Are you mourning? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 4 that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. This was Jesus speaking. In this text of scripture, Jesus gives a beautiful promise. They will be comforted. What a promise. He doesn't want us to be sad. He doesn't want us to be mourning and have sorrow and regret as part of our thinking. In the Bible, God repeatedly promises us that when we experience sorrow, He is going to give us comfort. God sees you in your sorrow. He knows your tears. God is with us. He wraps His love around us. In our darkest night, God gives us hope. The Bible says in Psalm 30 that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. You can be comforted today when you experience sorrow. When you mourn, God will comfort you. God sees those who mourn and He promises to comfort them. He will bring healing to your heart when you grieve or experience disappointment or regret. He gives hope to those feeling hopeless and strength in anyone feeling overwhelmed. Yes, that is what He does. That's the God that we serve. Anyone feeling hopeless, He will give you hope and will give you strength if you are feeling overwhelmed. He is so close to you in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your regret, in the midst of your disappointment and anxiety. The Bible says in Romans chapter 15 verse 13 that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Or is that not good? If you allow the Holy Spirit, He can provide strength when you are lacking it. God will give you unexpected strength. You are the only person who can control your joy. Don't give that power to anyone else. Don't allow the devil to steal your joy, because he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came to give us life and give us more abundantly. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8 that the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid nor be discouraged. Trust that the Lord will guide you out of any difficult situation. Let me ask you another question. Are you depressed or anxious? How do you stop anxiety from remaining with you? How do you minister to someone who has anxiety or depression? I will always refer them to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. And we know this scripture. Many of us know it off by heart. Let me quote it for you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So he's saying that peace will replace anxiety. If you go to God with prayer, the anxiety that you have will be replaced with peace. So that peace will replace anxiety. Notice he gave us some actions. He says, pray about things causing you anxiety. Pray about things causing you regret and depression. Therefore, we get proactive. If you are neutral on regret, if you are neutral on anxiety and sadness and depression, they wouldn't change unless you get proactive. Then things begin to change. 1 Peter 5, 6, 7 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You see, so anyone who is anxious or regretting has to cast his or her cares on the Lord. If you are anxious or regretting, you haven't cast your cares or anxiety and regrets on the Lord. And that would just keep you awake at night. We all have to deal with this. If you don't want to be awake at night, then this is the best thing to do. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Are you brokenhearted? Jesus said he can heal the brokenhearted. He said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. That's from the lips of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Can you imagine there is no doctor in the world who can heal the brokenhearted? There is no psychiatrist in the world who can heal the brokenhearted. There is no surgeon who can operate and heal a broken heart. Jesus can heal a broken heart, and he is the only one who can. You can apply the word of God. The same Spirit of God is in us. He is in the word, and people can be healed of brokenheartedness today. God is the word, and if you apply it to your situation, you can't be healed of your brokenheartedness today. I assure you. Are you sorrowful? Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 that, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. You see, there is a sorrow that comes from the world, this broken world, and many people will be dealing with this. It produces death. In other words, there is nothing you can do about it. You cannot go back and fix it. And every time you think about it, it just produces sorrow. It becomes a chronic condition. This is the sorrow of the world. Jesus died to set it free from that. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 4 that, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Not only did he take our sins, not only did he take our sickness, but he took our sorrows. That's what Jesus did for us on the cross. That means he took our sorrows so we can be happy. That just makes me happy. It just makes me happy. And to apply that to my past is supernatural. Apply that to my situation is supernatural. The word of God will work in your soul. Apply it to your situation today. And you can live without sadness, without regret, without disappointment and anxiety from today and even forevermore. Amen. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. So you will not live with all this emotional distress. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.